right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. I was about to say it's Monday. But
it's not Monday, Earl.
It's not Monday. No. All right. Sam is saying, hey, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
Welcome back.
Is it last Monday or next Monday?
I don't know. You know, when you're retired, sometimes it doesn't matter whether it's Monday or
Every day is Saturday.
Every day is Saturday. We shouldn't say that, Sam, because
I'm only crying on the inside.
Yeah. but Sandy, Vladimir Putin basically admitted the other day that these sanctions are starting to take their toll. There are more nations that are now agreeing to cut back on, the natural gas.
In fact, the European countries have apparently been talking about how they might phase in over the next weeks, 2, 3, 4 weeks, an absolute embargo, not taking any more gas or oil, which would have a serious impact on the cash flow going into Russia because they derive billions of dollars a day, essentially, from their gas and oil sales.
Which helped them continue this war. The war is expensive.
Well, yeah. I mean, like has happened now, the question is whether they're defaulting on their international debt, which is the way they've raised money for investment inside Russia, including investment in their military. And so, yeah. I mean, sanctions have two different purposes. One of them is to kind of hogtie the government apparatus, the government that is carrying out the war, okay, to make it harder for them to buy munitions, to rebuild the things they need to build or rebuild to support the war. So that's one effect of them. A second effect is on the populace. And the populace could be suffering substantially from the sanctions, which it could be believed would put political pressure on Putin. And I think in that regard, the sanctions are backfiring because all of the polling that's been done and the analysis that's been done, and to my personal knowledge, what's happened is that the Russian people have viewed Putin as a champion and their champion, and that whereas Putin had some kind of faltering popularity based on his inability to deliver financial economic prosperity to the country, he now is riding a crest. He's got 81% approval. People think he's David fighting Goliath. They think the United States is Goliath and that he's the brave David standing up for Russia. He has them persuaded that the whole U.S. and NATO thrust here is designed to bring Russia to its knees. And the Russian people, regardless of what they think of him domestically, don't appreciate the notion of Russia being brought to its knees by the West. There has been a long history of suspicion between the West and Russia running both directions about one another and paranoia about it. And he's riding that thread of history. And it's a real thread. And I've talked before about how I think that we've set the American policies have set the table for this. But right now, if we thought that we were going to destroy Putin's popularity and topple his government because of popular unrest, I think we found out so far that it's backfired.
You know, Sandy, our plan is to bring Russia to his knees. There's anybody who thinks that that's not our plan, is living on the moon. With the pressure that is going to be added with these additional sanctions, you just wonder how desperate then Russia will become. They can't sustain this war, and they really want to see it to its conclusion.
Well, and this war, I mean, the problem is that if this war ends with a military victory by Russia, and if the sanctions are not withdrawn and Russia is not reassimilated into the Western economy or the Western world economy in a more substantial way, we'll end up with an isolated world in which we have Russia as maybe the leader of a group that would include India and portions of Africa and China. And they're doing polling now in China that's finding, based on social media, that the Chinese people are actually kind of strongly pro-Russian in this whole thing, probably because, you know, because America sort of played the same game with China under Trump in terms of trying to push them around, talking as if China would knuckle under with our tariff war and trying to bring China to its knees with tariffs. And I think the Chinese government and its people decided that they didn't like being pushed that way. And so, you know, we could end up polarizing the world in a process here that would not be a very good outcome for our children and grandchildren.
So let me ask you, because the Russians that were still around in World War II, there's only a handful of them, who knew the suffering, and
the Russian people know that suffering very well. Every year, May 8th, it's May 9th there because of the time zone.
Right,
they have big celebrations,
remembrances.
People walk around with photos. I was there for one, and I was in Novosibirsk, and people were walking around with pictures, and most people had multiple pictures they carried around of their two grandfathers and their uncles. And no, the Russians live every day with the knowledge of what happened in the Great War, which is what they call it.
And unlike, you know, Americans, we certainly, you know, read about what happened in World War II and D-Day and all those things. So but we have not had to do the kind of suffering in our country that those people did.
Russians are unfortunately, sadly, very used to suffering. They suffered in World War II. There was a fair amount of suffering, of shortage and issues during the Soviet regime, although the suffering was sort of evenly spread out amongst everyone but the party powerful. And then with the fall of the Soviet regime in the 90s, there was a free fall in their economy, and Russia suffered a problem that was far deeper and worse, really, even than our Great Depression. The Russian people were making their own bread. People all over Russia were in an economic freefall and in a vacuum of any. It was an anarchy. And we, I think, were so pleased with the notion that the communist regime had fallen that we sort of ignored the plight of the Russian people. But that was only 35 years ago.
Or
not even that, 30 years ago.
So it is important that we, the American people, understand the steadfastness of who these people are, and that they're not going to be brought to their knees very easily.
No, I mean, for them, suffering is a very unfortunate and aggravating way of life. I think their suffering makes them unhappy with their government, but it doesn't make them compliant to what some foreign entity might want to will upon them. I mean, it's a very proud psyche that this country has. And I just think that we're going to be surprised by the fact that we might be actually forcing these people into the arms of an ever more autocratic regime instead of pushing them in the direction of something else.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Friday. That means Sandy Williams is back. I'm glad he's here. You can join us. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.